Welcome in to the Kiot Sports Game of the Week. Tonight, we are live from Berea Mid Park, where the Avon Lake Shoremen look to improve to 3-0, taking on the Titans. Stay tuned all night long for Kiot Sports.
Broadcast is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Richard Ward Realtors. He specializes in listing new homes, new home construction, military relocation, and pricing strategies. Whether buying or selling, Richard Ward has the experience, knowledge, and determination to get the job done. For more information, contact Richard Ward at richardwardrealty.com. Also, Hinckley Roofing. It doesn't matter if it's business or residential. Your top roofer in Ohio is Hinckley Roofing. They're family-run and built on the principles of hard work, customer loyalty, and getting the job done to perfection each and every time. Perhaps best of all, they only use the finest quality roofing products, such as Owens Corning Roofing System. Visit them today at www.hinckleyroofing.com or call them at 330-722-ROOF. Set a trophy. Now, Setter Trophy has been a staple of the Northeast Ohio community for over 40 years for all your trophy and celebration needs. This trusted company is on time and completes the work to perfection every time. Visit them today at 4335 Rocky River Drive in Cleveland, Ohio. Fans of Brook Park, well, Brook Park, Middlebrook Heights, Berea, Titan football, go ahead and visit the premier place for a post-game, the Game Day Tavern. And guys, Game Day Tavern, if you're looking for a place to celebrate the big game, go ahead and check them out. Sorry, we just had a major interruption there, but we're going to work our ways past it, and we're good. Okay, where were we? All right, they offer large flat screens, hottest bartenders, drink specials, trivia nights, local bands, open mic night, everything you would want in a great tavern, including the wildly popular Queen of Hearts. Cobra's Insurance. Now, Cobra's Insurance has been serving the Cleveland area for over 50 years. They're independent agents, so they have lots of companies to find customers at the best rate. They specialize in car, home, life, and business insurance, and they're family-run and have two locations, one in Elyria and one in Avon Lake. Cleveland Fitness Club. For 20-plus years, they've been much more than a place to go work out. They have it all. Bikes, tracks, courts, and even pools. They truly have something for everyone and are open 365 days a year. You can visit them at 6600 West 130th Street in Middlebrook Heights. Angela and Tony promote a family-run business for all the right reasons. Also, Jenny's Popcorn. Jenny's old-fashioned popcorn is a family-owned tradition. Also, the sponsor of our Player of the Week. You can find their flavors anywhere popcorn is sold, including Giant Eel and Mark's. Visit them today at jennyspopcorn.com or in person at 38727 Taylor Parkway out there in North Ridgeville. Not to mention Candy Time, Rocket Fizz candy. And if you have a sweet tooth, Rocket Fizz has you covered. With everything from your childhood to today, they didn't miss a beat. Putting together this magnificent display of candy and soda paradise, you can visit them at 530 Euclid Avenue, Suite 22B, right there in the Fish Street Arcade, as well as Frankie's Italian Cuisine. Just had some of that earlier this week. Was it good? Looking for a place to enjoy that post-game meal, and if you love Italian food, Frankie's Italian Cuisine has you covered from meatball to lasagna. Frank is a hometown boy done right. Visit them tonight, 4641 Great Northern Boulevard in North Olmsted. Finally, our final pregame sponsor for now is Mullins Construction. It doesn't matter if it's indoor or outdoor, Mullins Construction has everything your home or office will need. They have new plumbing, hot water tanks, windows, and everything else your home or office will need. Visit them today, www.creightons.com/Mullins_construction. And fans, we had a chance to stop down a little bit earlier to speak to both head coaches, Avon Lake, Matthew Kostelenik, as well as our very own John Hunick with the Berea Mid-Park Titans. Let's go to that now.
To start the season. Actually, you guys won pretty tough last week with Olmsted Falls.
Yeah.
What positives of that game do you want to see carried over?
We played a great first half. You know, we were neck and neck with them in the first half. So, I mean, what we're carrying away is offensively, we finally got it going a little bit compared to where we were the previous week. So, hope is that we grow a lot offensively. You know, we got a lot of young kids in important spots for us on offense, you know, so we're going to lean on a veteran offensive line, and as those young kids continue to grow, I think we'll continue to get better offensively. So that's what we're definitely pulling from that game, and hope that we can get four quarters of that, not just a half like last week.
Absolutely. You know, you guys have always had that vaunted passing game, but really, to me, the last couple of years, I've noticed a standout running game. Didn't get a lot of attention. You have good backs like Bryce Agnew, Terrell Williams, a couple of years ago, Holland, I believe his first name was
Tyrese.
Okay. So, obviously, you know, who are you looking to step up this year at tailback?
Well, you know, today we're going to see Sados or John Lyons at tailback today. It'll be the first game that he's playing tailback for us. So you're going to see him a lot, which I think is a positive thing. Brand Eckerfield, who's a senior, and then Kate Swisher, who's a junior. Ronnie Williams is a junior. So, really, it's running back by committee for us because our guys are – there's so many guys contributing on both sides of the football. So, in order for us to be good at that spot, I think instead of seeing a steady dose of one or two guys, we're going to see four guys that we think can do the job, and we're going to go from there. And whoever has a hot hand, we're going to ride the hot hand, but also try to keep guys fresh so they're good on both sides of the football.
Now, final question for you. I believe that's where it hits. Third week of the season, you know, anything can happen. It's still very, very early. You know, how big of a win would this be if you guys could pull this off? I know a lot of people are going to say it's an upset, but you know what your team's capable of doing. How big of a win could this be?
I think it'd be huge for our team. There's no doubt about that. You know, gets us back in the SWC picture, get some serious points for us. Like Avon Lake's a heck of a football team, so we know that they would get us some points for us moving forward in the playoffs. But I think more than anything, it would give our kids confidence that they're the team we think they are. You know, they've been pretty resilient as young men with everything going on, but I think that at the end of the day, getting a win would just be huge for them and their psyche. So that's really what I'm hoping for more than anything. That win just means our boys have worked so hard. They really deserve to have a win under their belts by now.
I agree. Thank you, Coach. You're out of the Gear on Sports pregame show, Berea Titans head coach.
And that was Berea Titans head coach, John Hunick, obviously looking to get off the schneid tonight with that first win. Avon Lake comes in at 1-1. I do apologize for the pregame announcement of 2-0. That is an error. They are 1-1, and obviously that was a tight first game loss, week one against Avon. Bounced back a big win last week, and here we are week three for the Shoremen. A lot on the plate of head coach Matthew Kostolenik, and we talked to him beforehand.
All right, here we are, Keon Sports pregame show, head coach Matthew Kostolenik. We're getting closer and closer each week to saying that right. And we just got done talking about week one. Obviously, though, week two, a tight win, you know, last week. So what does that do for the momentum coming into week three? You know, that close of a win, but how much confidence does that give you guys if you pull out tight ones?
Well, there's definitely a lot of lessons we learned from last week, you know, especially at the end of the game there where, you know, we pin them back and we give up a, you know, 80-yard reverse pass. So a lot of lessons to get it back up, you know, understand situational stuff. So we got to keep learning those. And I think momentum-wise, it, you know, gives our kids a little bit of confidence. And, but we're still waiting for them to wake up a little bit. So hopefully this game, we can come out and wake up early in the first half and get in situations where we can put the ball away or put the ball in the end zone and get the game rolling.
You know, Bria comes in. Bringing it hard, 0-2. Didn't look too good week one, looked a little bit better last week against Somerset Falls. You know, obviously, you guys are ranked top 25 in the state, in this area. How do you avoid a letdown if possible?
Well, you never can really avoid a letdown. I mean, sometimes if things are going to happen, but this is a good football team. They're living on offense. They do a lot of good things, and they're very really well coached. Idea is we got to take advantage of when they make mistakes. And I think their first 2 weeks opponents were able to capitalize on their mistakes. And so we can capitalize on their mistakes, not make mistakes of our own. I mean, we still had eight penalties last week, so if we can keep those down, again, take advantage of when they screw up and play fast, that'll be the key to the victory.
One last question for you, because you mentioned it, and I've been, you know, thinking about the Browns all week, unfortunately. How the hell do you eliminate penalties? How do you eliminate penalties? Because you can't practice it, so what do you do to avoid it?
The biggest thing is helping the kids understand focus. If the kids can focus, then they won't make penalties. If they're confident in what they're doing, they're not going to make penalties. And that's really a lot of what it comes down to. So when we say, like, penalties are ultimately on the coach, that's true, because the kids aren't as excited, not as prepared, and we're young. I mean, you know, three juniors and two new sophomores starting on the offensive line, man. They're going to make mistakes because they're young pups. So the idea is that we get them as confident as possible moving forward, and they played confident last week, and so hopefully we can build on that this week.
Absolutely. Good luck, Coach.
And that will do it for the word from the coaches there pregame. I want to thank both head coach John Hunick of Berea Mid Park, as well as Matthew Kostolenik of Avon Lake, for taking that time out to speak with us pregame. All right, fans, sit tight as we get ready for the kickoff. And fans, those words from the coaches were brought to you by more of our fine sponsors, including MDG Flooring. If you're in need of quality flooring for your home or office, look no further than MDG Flooring in America in Medina. There's nothing that Steve and his talented staff cannot handle. Call them today, 330-725-5252, or stop in and visit them in person at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. Also, Charlie the Painter, does your home or office need a new paint job by a real pro? If you answered yes, then contact our guy, Charlie Paul, with Charlie the Painter Company today. Look him up on Facebook or on the website, Charlie the Painter. Give him a call, 330-941-0465, for your next big or small job. You can also find him on Facebook at Charlie the Painter. Looking to get a good workout in, and you're busy as heck, you don't have time, it's like, when the heck am I going to get to the gym? Look, the Workout Factory in Parmon Ridge Road, that puppy's open 24/7, 365, never closes. And if you're looking to work off those post-holiday pounds, swing over 5508 Ridge Road in Parma, right off of Ridge Road, and you tell Lee Connolly Vince McKee sent you. Speaking of nutrition, Middlefield Nutrition wants to help you, and if you're serious about eating healthy and still enjoying tasty treats that are actually good for you, then Middlefield Nutrition needs to be your first stop every time. Visit them today and see for yourself why they have everyone talking. You can stop in at 14960 South State Avenue in Middlefield. Not to mention Game Day Sportswear. Where are you going to go to get that latest gear for your favorite school or team? The answer? It's quite easy. Game Day Sportswear in New Franklin has you covered to make sure you are decked out in your favorite team's gear from head to toe. Visit them today, www.shopgameday.net, or in person at 941 West Nimasilla Road in New Franklin. Check them out today and walk away looking good every single time. Also, great house cleaning. Their top priority is customer service, and ensuring that the people who hire them are not only satisfied, but wowed by their service. Contact Melissa Cusack today. Again, Melissa Cusack. She's going to give you free estimates. She'll clean your house weekly, bi-monthly, monthly, and as needed. Contact Melissa Cusack. Tell her you spoke with Vince McKee. See what she can do for you. 216-375-8460. Not to mention Rain Barrels and More. We want to thank them, our premier sponsor this week. Our newest sponsor, Rain Barrels and More, for the very best. And not only Rain Barrels, but also CBD oils. Look no further than Rain Barrels and More. They are located at 1350 Moore Road in Avon. Or you can call them at 440-666-6577 or email Ann Gideon at ann@rainbarrels, and that's the letter N, more.com. They are a certified green American company offering natural and organic solutions for your home and gardens. They offer everything from rain barrels and organic cleaners to CBD oil and essential oils. They have something for everyone made in the U.S. and most of all, they are locally produced. And fans, we got a good one tonight. Brief history of this. About 4 years ago, I started covering high school football. Actually, 5 years ago, but 4 years ago. Covered this game. It was in Avon Lake, so we're going to go back to 2016. Avon Lake handled them very, very easily. Trevor Brzezinski was a sophomore that season, and he was not in that game. They actually went with Spiegel Smith. Brzezinski, the only game he missed in his 3 years as a starter with Berea, was out that night with an ankle. And again, Avon Lake handled them pretty easily. The next year, a heartbreaker, as Berea-Mid Park lost in the closing seconds. Very, very close game. And that was 2017, a year where Berea was drastically improving. And then in 2018, of course, it was a very dramatic night, as Berea came into that game with only two losses on their record at the time. 5-2, competing for the SWC title. Avon Lake was 7-0 coming into that. I'll never forget it. A dramatic night. A lot of turnovers in the second half buried Berea-Mid Park. And Avon Lake, they were so good last year. Jack Mikulich, Nathan Sedolowski, Creed Bologna, Connor Riggs. The names just go on and on and on. An incredible team last year for Avon Lake. A playoff team. They won the SWC. Went on to the playoffs. Won a playoff game. They were just so, so good. Again, this season, Berea off to a rough start. Lost week one. More or less got blown out, we could say, against Strongsville week two. Competed, played well against Olmsted Falls, led in the second quarter at one point in that game until the Bulldogs eventually took over. And then Avon Lake, a heartbreaker week one, just an absolute heartbreaker to Avon. They led a lot in that game. A great field goal effort by Harry Hebert, Hebert in the second half to give him a late lead. But then Avon, in the closing moments with about 5 minutes to go, pulled ahead. and hung on by the skin of their teeth to win it. Week 2, Avon Lake, they won a nail-biter. So, again, Avon Lake comes in. The Avon Lake Shoremen, 1-1 under head coach Matthew Kostolinek. And Berea, Mid-Park, the Titans, the home team, a disappointing start at 0-2, looking to get it going tonight. As always, we thank everybody for listening. We thank Berea Mid-Park for having us. We thank Avon Lake for having us. We thank our many, many sponsors. And guys, you know, it is what it is. We have a lot of sponsors. So, you know, if you sat through all those sponsorship reads, all I can do is thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. We'll have a few more as the game goes on. But that is how we pay the bills. That is how we pay our writers. That is how we pay our broadcasters. Sponsorships, absolutely a necessary thing of everything we do. And if you have a small company, we're going to go to bat for you. Email me, coachvin14@yahoo.com. Think about it. The word coach, the first three letters of my name, Vin, V-I-N, and then the number 14@yahoo.com. You will get a 30-second commercial read during every single broadcast, as well as an article on our website, KeonSports.com, all about you, your logo on our Facebook page, and a link to your website on our website. We're going to advertise the daylights out of you. And guys, listening, small business owners, let me tell you something. It's really cheap. We barely charge a dime. Trust me. That being said, give me a call or email me, CoachFin14@yahoo.com. All right. We're all set for kickoff, and kickoff will be brought to you by another one of those sponsors, James McConville, Jimmy MacBone at Helene Kia. If you're looking for a New Year's car, check out our guy, James McConville at Helene Kia in North Olmsted on Lorraine Road. Jim's been a trusted member of the auto community for over 20 years and will treat you right no matter your car buying need, as well as Hoosier Hockey. Hey, hockey fans, let us take this moment to tell you about Hoosier Hockey. If you're looking for the very best in hockey tape, wax, laces, and apparel, then Hoosier Hockey needs to be your first stop every time. Visit them online at www.hoosierhockey.org or on Amazon, as well as Soccer Shots. The pitch is perfect for some outdoor soccer action. Sign up your kids today for Soccer Shots. It's an excellent program to teach your child about exercise and overall hard work. Hi, everybody, and we're back, and thank you again for joining us tonight. Here in beautiful Berea, Mid Park, Brook Park, Middleburg Heights, whatever you want to call it, as I call it, the triad. And it will be Harry Hebert, number 4 for Avon Lake, kicking off. Avon Lake will work from right to left, Berea left to right, Berea Mid Park, blue tops, orange numbers, white pants, blue trim, and Avon Lake with their red pants, traditional yellow trim, white jersey tops, and red helmets. Red or maroon, I would say. More so maroon. And here we go. We are off. And Berea will fill it at the 5, out to the 10, to the 15. He's got a good angle there. Out to about the 18. Goes Berea Mid Park to get it started. Tackled by number 22, Ryan Gibbert. All right, fans. Berea Mid Park lines up for their first play of the game. As we said, moving from left to right on your radio dial. Thank you for joining us, Keon Sports Radio Network. Devin's shotgun formation. He's got a man open. Can he find him? He does. Hits him at the 35 to the 40. Out to the 44-yard line. Beautiful job there as he found D'Angelo Borders. D'Angelo Borders, about a 22-yard pickup from Luke Devins. Devins again, hurry up offense, back to Borders. 45-50, penalty marker down though. 10-yard pickup, we'll see if it stands. Might have been a holding penalty. As it stands now, another 10 yards to Borders. And referees look like they're walking backwards. They are. So that will be denied. Holding penalty, reset the first down. And again, this is Vince McKee. I'm flying solo tonight, no color man, so I ask you to bear with me the best you can here, as I'll be doing it all. Broadcasting, play-by-play, color man, stats, as long as they don't ask me to cheerlead. Which could come at the right price, though, for you sponsors out there. CoachVin14@yahoo.com. Okay, so here we go. Berea Mid Park has the ball now, first and long. And another false start. So Berea Mid Park has a positive play on the first play of the game, and then proceeds to shoot themselves in the foot two consecutive plays to follow it. That's what the delay of the game. They can't do this. Bremen Park, guys, you're 0-2. You're looking for any kind of spark. You get a good one on the first play of the game, and then you have that happen. It's just not good. Holding, false start. They'll try it again. Playing, looks like right guard almost, is Buzinski. He's been known to be a left tackle in his career. Off to Purdue next year. Here's Devins. Low snap, fields it. Quick pass again. He's got his man out to about the 30. So look at a few of those yards back. As it was Jack Arnold on the catch. Jack Arnold. A gain of 5 out of Arnold. Sets up a second and long for the Titans. Titans look to the sidelines for their play. Beautiful blue and orange jerseys, orange helmets. Looks like my beloved Denver Broncos. Offensive coordinator trying to get that play in there. They don't want another delay a game. They better hug this ball. Another low snap. Devins fills it. Looking. He's got time. Goes downfield. He's got his man. He's got him at the 50. Out to the 47, and he fumbles. Ball will go back to Avon Lake off the fumble, and here comes Avon Lake. They were able to advance it. Should have been a dead ball, but it's not. So, Bo Bocci. About a 15-yard catch for Bocci, but unfortunately, he fumbles it. And fortunate for the Shoremen. And that will now turn the ball over to Avon Lake. And Avon Lake will get it first and 10 from the Maria Titans 35-yard line. 36 maybe we'll say. And the Avon Lake Shoremen will have a short field to work with. Starting at quarterback tonight. No more quarterback combo. The job has been won by Michael Corbo. They've moved Harry Bear to full-time defense, and as well as his excellent kicking will continue for the Shoremen. And the first play of the game, little screen, dropped. Incomplete pass for Avon Lake. They'll get it again. Second and long. Here we go. Snaps it. Looking. Corbo has his man on the sidelines. Looked like Creed Bologna. Nope. Sidolowski. A 7-yard pitch and catch. Corbo to Nathan Sidolowski. Set up the third and short for the Shoremen as they look to get to work here. Third and short. Look out for Gage Dusler right here. Figure this is four down territory for the Shoremen, so they're going to have about two plays to get those 3 yards. Here come the Shoremen. Going to line up four wide, two on each side. Dusler in the backfield. It's a snap. There's Corbo. Corbo's got his man. It's Sidolowski to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Avon Lake Shoremen. Like a hot knife through butter. 33-yard pitch and catch for the Shoremen. Little over-the-middle action there. Got Sidolowski wide open. No one near him. Broke two tackles and that's right through the middle. And I'm not even going to say those were broken tackles as those guys dove after him. Never even really touched him. So the touchdown stands. Possible flag here. Not really sure what the referee is whistling at. Well, no flag. Good. Okay. Touchdown counts. First score of the game, a 33-yard touchdown strike. Michael Corbo to Nathan Sidolowski. Harry Bear, automatic as he is. And just like that, 7-0 Shoremen. We take this break on the Keon Sports Radio Network. You see what happened there, fans? Yeah, Berea Mid-Park Titans do a couple of things really well on offense. Shoot themselves in the foot with a false start, a holding. Then they get another big play down the middle to Bo Bocci, a guy who's not, unfortunately, he just isn't expected to produce on offense. You know, he's not one of the big names on offense, so he gets a big-time catch, then gets stripped of the ball, and just like that, they are trailing early, 7-0, as Avon Lake wastes no time marching down the field themselves. Three plays, an incomplete, then a 7-yard catch to Nathan Sidolowski, a 33-yard pitch and catch for the touchdown. Again, Sidolowski. And just like that, 7-0 Shoremen. Backup quarterback and starting place kicker, Harry Aveyer, will be doing the kickoff duties here for the Shoremen. 9:29 to go here in the first quarter. This is brought to you by Teresa Sabin Real Estate, ASA 21 Cox. Visitor online, Teresa Sabin Realty. Way out of the end zone there. Great kick there by Aveyer. And check out our girl, also Airport Go-Kart. If you're looking for a fun time with your kids or friends once the weather starts to warm up, head over to Airport Go-Kart at 16208 Brook Park Road in Cleveland. It's fun for everyone involved at a next-to-nothing price. Good for your first date, next date, or a final date. Even if it's not working out, you're going to break up with the girl, go there one last time, have a good time. All right. Here comes Berea Mid-Park, a little shell-shocked, as they cannot stop making mistakes on that opening drive, and now they will start this one from their 25-yard line. Luke Devins, shotgun formation out of Devins, four-wide split, handoff, yes, has his man, and it looks to be, yes, it's John Lyons. So a little halfback draw there, about 3 yards for Lyons. Going to set up a second, about 7 or 8. So John Lyons, normally a receiver, playing a little bit of tailback tonight as head coach John Hunick looking to go ahead and get something going for these guys. They need it. Here come the Titans. Low snap again. Devins has it. Has his man wide open. Good cut there for Borders. He's got a lane. All right. About 7 yards there for Borders. D'Angelo Borders. And we will see if this moves the chains. It does. Well, we have first down for the Berea Mid-Park Titans. They're second of the game, and now they need positive yards here, guys. They cannot go backwards if they want to keep this a game. And that might be another false start. Or are they going to say neutral zone infraction? Referee pointing the sips. There you go. 5 yard penalty. And Avon Lake, a mass amount of talent. Obviously, on paper, this looks to be a blowout. They cannot shoot themselves in the foot and allow Berea Mid-Park to hang around. Guys, this had a half an hour early start time because of the weather. Everyone wants to get in and get this game in clean fashion. Here's Lyons. He's got a lane to the 50, to the 45. And down about the 44-yard line, a beautiful 18-yard pickup. John Lyons. And the Titans underway, moving the ball now. Again there, John Lyons, not a normal starting tailback tonight, getting the nod and going after it. All right, Luke Devins, shotgun formation. Play action fake, and he's going to get brought right down. No blocking at all. Play action fake to John Lyons, and then the quarterback gets buried, no protection. If you recall, Keon Sports broadcasted their first game of the season, their loss to Strongsville, where Luke Devins spent a lot of time on his back. That cannot happen tonight. Avon Lake, one of the best line teams in the league, offensive line and defensive line. The kids are big, they're fast, they're strong, and for the most part, they play really smart. There were some sloppy penalties against Avon, but Matthew Kostolanik is a phenomenal coach, guys. He's absolutely phenomenal, and you know, he said it in pregame, he wants to eliminate the penalties. Here's Devins looking for Lyons. He's got him. Good little screen there for John Lyons. Going to get about 4 of those yards back off the sack. But this is going to set up a third and very long. All right, third and 14 at the 48 of Avon Lake. Berea has it, moving left to right. We are at the 7:24 mark left to go in the first quarter. The play is in. Let's see where it goes. Devins has it, fields it, throws it. This is a dead duck in the air. Oh, they need to throw a flag. So Berea Mid-Park's receiver got hammered. No call, though. Terrible pass, regardless. Not the best pass out of Devins. Kind of floated that one, but at the same time, definitely a pass interference did not get called. That's going to set up the fourth and long. And obviously, Luke Devins, let me tell you, this kid's good. He's got a great arm. He's a good, good quarterback. But every once in a while, you're going to get a throw like that, especially with a left-hander going cross-body. Head coach John Hudick knows he's going to need a lot of help tonight. And on 4th and 13, early on in this game, they're going to go for it. And leave it to me to be the big mouth announcer. I would definitely punt it here, but they're going to go for it. Or are they? No! Luke Devins, beautiful job there. Little punter-kicker action. I stand corrected. I owe Mr. John Hudick a huge apology. As Luke Devins, a beautiful job on that pooch punt. Out's about the 15, where Avon Lake will take over. You're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. First play from scrimmage will be Avon Lake from their own 16. It's a handoff to Dusler. Dusler, about 4 yards, sets up a second and 6. We saw Gage Dusler week 1 against Avon. Had a pretty decent night. 6:40 to go here. Avon Lake with the ball in the lead, 7-0. Letting get some work done here. Berea Mid-Park has to be careful of the big play. They've already been struck by it once. All right, shotgun, halfback draw. Good job there. Penetration by the Titans to take Dusler down. Good job by the Titans defense on that one. Going to hold Dusler to 0 yards. All right, 3rd and 9. This is a pivotal moment for the Titans, guys. This game could get out of hand very, very quick if Rhea doesn't find a way to stop him right here, and they got their chance. 3rd and long. If the Titans hope to stick around and not get blown out tonight, this is a chance right now to get it done. And for the Titans, we see number 3, Jack Arnold, getting worked on the sidelines. Looked like he got banged up there. Dropping back to pass. Deep over the middle is Corbo. He's got his man. A little bit of touching on the back of 17 by Lyons. They didn't call it. And Aiden Grabowski could not come up with it. So Aiden Grabowski was open for a second there. Good job on recovery by Lyons. And this should, operative word being should, force the punt from Abair and Avon Lake. All right. So Bria, hang around a little bit here. Hanging around. Making it a game thus far. We will see. A 3 and out by that Titans defense. Over the years I've been covering the team, the Titans have never really had that great of a defense. You know, Bocce at times has been very, very good, but overall, they've had their struggles. So that's a good sign right there. Here's a nice little boot. Bria, oh my goodness, what a roll. Guys, this ball hit on the 40. No joke, just rolled 22 yards. An incredible roll for Avon Lake. And Bria, mid-park, will now start at their own 18-yard line. Man, one heck of a roll there for a beer. 5:31 to go. Your Avon Lake Shoreman 7, Bria Mid-Park Titans 0. This next drive is brought to you by Top Tier Performance. Chris Walker and Top Tier Performance are the top combo for any athlete looking to improve his or her game. Look them up on Facebook today or call Chris Walker at Top Tier 216-789-7540. Email him, cwalker199571@gmail.com. Mention Keon Sports, you get 15% off. Basically, guys, hop on Facebook, get Chris Walker, get Top Tier Performance. Mention my name, he's going to give you 15% off. All right, Titans have the ball. Looking to get the run game going. It's Swisher and Cade Swisher, another one of those guys that we heard head coach John Hunick talk about in the pregame to see some action at halfback. So they're really switching it up tonight. And Swisher gets about 6 yards. Elsewhere, Stowe all over Solon, 7-0. Our Tony Bogan and Alexis Schwerth are there. Here he comes again. Devins on a keeper. He's got room to rumble. Great job there by Luke Devins. Beautiful job by Luke Devins. A 4-yard rumble is going to move the chains. First down for the Titans. First and 10, Titans. On their own 30-yard line. Devins looking to the sideline for the play. I'll tell you guys, they run that 3-wide top of your screen. One nearest to us. Single back backfield in a draw position. Good block there by the lineman. Gets Lyons wide open for a 14-yard pickup. And John Lyons. And Bria Mid-Park looking to get it moving here, doing a good job of hanging around in this first quarter, making it a game. That's what they needed to do. I see Bocce out there now. So Bo Bocce lining up next up. Going to get a number here, number 1. Going to get his name, Devin Johnson. All right, so Devin Johnson. Write that down, fans. Hand off.
Lions, the ball carrier.
Okay, so Lyons tripped up by Kowalu, about a 2-yard gain, not even, we'll say 1 yard, 2nd and 9. 4:28 to go, first quarter. You're listening to KeonSports.com. That's K-E-E on sports.com. If you want your business to be talked about on air, we do accept sponsorships here. Very low rate, 30-second commercials. Email me, Vince McKee, at CoachVin14@yahoo.com. 4 wide, single back, Lyons in the backfield. Here's Devins. Devins drops back. Here comes the blitz. He gets it off. He's got his man dropped. In and out of the hands of Borders, who was wide open and looking for a ton of room to roam. He might be still running a costly drop for Borders. So Luke Devins tonight on both incomplete passes. That one was a drop. A little bit earlier on that third down might have been interference uncalled. All right. Crucial third down here. 3rd down and 9. clock operator needs to bump it up to third down. He has not yet. Five to go on the play clock. Third and nine. Devins dropping back the pass. Avoids the blitz. Gets it off. He's got his man. Hits him. Drops it again. In out of the hands of Devin Johnson at the 30-yard line. And back-to-back drops for the Titans. Not good. So costly drops on back-to-back plays. Wide open receivers for Luke Devins. Puts it on the numbers both times. And two drops. Line up here on fourth down. Looking like they're going to go for it. But it is the punt from Devins. Ball, beautiful job there. Boots it. Avon Lake fields it though at the 22. Out to the 30, the 35. This kid might go to the 40. Look at Baczynski. That is a mountain of a man. Jeez, oh beats. I would not want Baczynski tackling me. Finally puts him down on about the 40. And Jared Baczynski, just a man amongst boys out there. I said men almost as plural. The guy's huge. So Avon Lake will take over from there. We are at the 3:45 mark. First quarter, 7-0 Avon Lake. Here come the Shoremen. Michael Corbo under center. Scrambles out. Corbo has his man. It's Creed Bologna. Here comes Bologna to the 40. Beautiful job there out of Bologna. About an 18-yard pickup. Corbo to Bologna. First catch there for Creed. I want to give a shout-out to his father, Joe. Hope Joe is doing very well tonight. I'm sure I'll see him in the stands at some point. Creed Bologna and Nathan Sidolowski, if you guys remember from last year, a key element of the Avon Lake playoff run. Luke Fetters as well, who I believe has graduated. So, definitely from Mikulich last year, those were his threats. Connor Riggs out of the backfield. They were dynamic. Play action fake, and he's actually going to keep it. Corbo, beautiful job there. Sold the play action fake brilliantly and took off for about an 11-yard gain out of Corbo. Avon Lake looking to put it in the end zone again before this quarter is over. They're already on the Brio 30 after just two plays. So here we go. Avon Lake has it on the Brio Mid-Park Titan 30-yard line. 7-0 Shoremen lead it. I am Vince McKee, your play-by-play and color man and statistician for the evening. Three jobs, zero paychecks. Play action fake. Nope. Corbo has it again. Beautiful keeper. Hey! Corbo goes all the way, 30 yards, making it look easy, and up right up the middle of that Titans defense, there's absolutely no one. Don't know what the middle linebacker's doing, don't know what the safety's doing, don't know what the free safety's doing. Nobody is there as the kid rolls right up the middle. Should never see that. Should never see that. Now 13-0, Titans have dug themselves a hole, and again, no idea how a quarterback on a play action fake keeps it, runs with it, right up the middle. That being said, Avon Lake, now 13-0. Hebert will kick it to Jupiter, and it is 14-0 as we head to the break. You're listening to Keon Sports Radio Network. Avon Lake will come for the kickoff, up 14-0, and it will be Hebert booting it. Titans on both two of their three offensive drives have looked pretty good, but drop passes killed them. The first time penalties killed them, then the fumble, and then the third time, dropping balls. Can't get it done there. Avon Lake looks beatable at this point, but I don't think it's going to happen, guys. We might be headed towards a running clock if something doesn't get turned around quickly, as Avon Lake showing no mercy. Corbo having his way on offense. See some Titans players joking around on the sidelines, down 14-0. And that needs to stop immediately. All right, Berea, Bobacci lining up again. I say probably a tight end. Not a lineman. So they're going to line him up here at tight end. They do. All right, far side there. Devins has it. Three wide with the tight end, Bocci. Almost at an H-back position is Bocci there. Single back formation. Hard to see here. A little far away from my screen, to be honest with you. Nope, it's Lyons. So good handoff there, John Lyons. And a good pickup on first down of about 6 yards for John Lyons. Smart job there by Berea to hand it off on first down, try to settle everybody down. Avon Lake did not travel well for this game. I think maybe a lot of fans were scared of the weather, but we're expected a lot more people to be here. Here's another handoff by Lyons. He gets upended after about a three-yard carry. Good job there by John Lyons to hang on to the ball. And it's going to be about a third and two. Berea Med Park looking for the play here. Third and three is the official marking. Little under 2 minutes to go. Down 14-0. Devin's in shotgun, and we'll just assume he's going to be in shotgun all night, guys. Three wide towards us, one wide deep. Lyons has it. And boy, Avon Lake ate that right up with a spoon. Good job there by Lyons to make it a little bit close. About 1 yard to go there. Picked up two. So it looked like it might have been a read. Devin's decided to hand it off to Lyons. Could have easily cut it and threw it or ran it himself. So now a fourth down and two. And I want to blame head coach John Hunick right here just to go for it before this game's out of hand. But it's probably going to be a punt. Again, Luke Devins does everything. He punts and plays quarterback. So we'll see what he does here. They're going to move Lyons over. And this is tricky because you don't know what he's going to do until they snap it. He is going to... No! It's a pitch! They go for it! Disaster! Off the helmet of Lyons. This team has a lot to work on, fans. Head coach John Hunick not happy. See, what they were going to do there, that's not a fake punt. That is obviously a design play where you have your quarterback, who's also your punter, do a little pitch out to the tailback, and just didn't go well. Best way I can put that. Off the helmet of Lyons. It's going to go down as a fumble, even though it's a fumble, but change of downs regardless, even though Berea landed on it. Okay. Frustration to the max right now for the Berea Mid-Park coaching staff, but they got a young team, and this is all part of being a young team. All right, Avon Lake has it. They're going to go under center for once. Here's Corbo dropping back. Good blitz there. He's got him. Beautiful job there by Cade Swisher, busting through the line for the sack. And Cade Swisher giving the Titans fans something much needed to cheer about. We had Corbo under center for once. Got about two steps into a three-step drop, and Swisher of the Titans was all over him. I wouldn't expect this to slow down the Shoreman attack too much, but definitely a positive sign there for Swisher. Something to build on as the game rolls on. 13 seconds to go. Avon Lake has it. Four wide, and it's Deusler. He's got it. 40, 35, down about the 35-yard line for Deusler. 10-yard pickup as we go to the second quarter. It is Avon Lake 14, Berea Med Park 0. Looking to get away this winter, but nowhere to start. Too busy to plan that next vacation, but still want to go badly? Stop stressing out and just call Michelle Bernard. Guys, Michelle Bernard with Michelle Marvelous Travel Memories, fantastic. She'll do all the work for you at no cost. You heard that right. She will book it at no cost. Contact her today. Again, Michelle Marvelous Travel Memories. That will do it for today's sponsors. And if you want to be a sponsor, contact me, Vince McKee, at CoachVin14@yahoo.com. We have a lot of Lake to take over here. Second quarter underway. Third and long. Can the Titans defense get off the field? We'll see. Corbo drops back, has his man. Beautiful breakup there by the Titans. A late flag. Wow. Flag from the other side of the field. It's going to go on Berea Mid Park for interference, I believe. Yes. So that will move the chains. And Berea Mid Park continues to shoot themselves in the foot on that one. Fans, from my angle, it didn't look like interference, but they called it anyways. No, actually, they're going to call it on Avon Lake. Hold on a second here, fans. All right, so as it stands, they're going to pick the flag up. You don't see that much. So defensive pass interference waved off. Incomplete pass is what it will go down as. And there you go. So now 4th and 11. You'd have to believe in a situation like this, they're going to go for it. They're already up 14 on the opposing 36 out of Hebert's field goal range, but don't really want to punt it either. So here we go. Fourth and long. They're going to go for it. Corbo gets sacked again. Beautiful job there. This time it was number 8. That's Chase Avenick. Oh, I stand corrected. Actually, Cameron Siggers on the sack. All right. So the Titans sticking around here. 11:43 to go. Second quarter. Avon Lake 14. Berea Mid Park 0. You're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. Now Berea Mid Park's offense. They've had opportunities tonight, guys. They've bumbled it away. They need to get it moving here. It might have been an offsides uncall on Avon Lake. Just a good jump it will go down as. Lions about 2 yards. And Avon Lake read that play perfectly. They were on top of Lions about a split second after they grabbed the ball. And head coach John Hudick calls a timeout. And it'll be a timeout here. We'll be right back. Again, I want to thank Berea Mid Park for having me this evening, as well as Avon Lake. Thank you to both schools. All right, 4 wide, 2 on each side, in formation with each other, bunched up. Backfield, it's Lions, and here comes Devins. Devins is going to have to run with this if he wants to get yards, and he does. Devins has about 5.5 to 6 yards. Good decision there by Luke Devins to put his head down and run with the ball. All right, it's going to set up a 3rd and short. Well, medium distance, we'll say. 3rd and 4, 3 for the Titans. This point in the game, guys, at the 48-yard line, down by 14. Against a team as great as Avon Lake, you would think this might be 4-down territory for the Berea Mid Park Titans. We'll see where it goes. Devins, shotgun formation. And again, it's an option read. Hand it off to, let's see who got it. Yep, Lions. Man, again, I don't know. It's not working very well on that option read. As Lions gets ate up again, Abar, there. And here we go again. Another 4th down. 4th down and about 9 to go. And let's see if they're even going to mess around with pretending to punt this time. They might just punt it. Nope, they go for it. And he's got his man. Good job there, Borders. Horse collar tackle on Avon Lake, not called. And a good job there, a 13-yard pickup. They went for it on 4th down and converted Devin to D'Angelo Borders. Interesting pass there by Devins. Almost two-handed it for a second, it looked like. A little bit of confusion by the Titans. Here's Devins, working from the 38 of Avon Lake. Drops back, gets flooded out of the pocket, goes deep. He's got his man! Oh, and out of the hands again of Bocci! Bo Bocci. Right in his hands, and again, it almost bounces off the front of his helmet. We need some stickum for the gloves or possibly some powder for those hands. 2 drops now. Bocci. And Berea Mid Park missed the golden opportunity there to move the ball. Here's the option read again, but this time Lions get something good with it. Give it to him there. About 7 yards on that option read for John Lions. All right, very manageable 3rd down here now. Going to be 3rd and short. 3rd and short from about the 30, we'll say 7-yard line. Now 33, actually. All right, Devins has it. Another timeout for Rhea, I'm guessing here. They need this drive badly. Yep, timeout by Rhea Mid Park. Titans screaming at, it's Hunick screaming at somebody here. Not happy. All right, 9:25 to go. Keon Sports Radio Network. All right, here we go. 3rd down and short. Berea moving from right to left now. Devins in shotgun, 4 wide, flanked by Lyons, who he puts in motion. The snap gets rolled to him. Jeez, oh, Pete's. So a terrible snap, and that will end up in about a 10-yard sack of Devin. The 3rd time tonight that Luke Devins has been sacked, and that one's not even on him. They literally rolled him the ball. Need to get that fixed immediately. I know they've had some, do some major shuffling on this line, but cannot have that out of the center. And Barrios shoots himself in the foot again. So now this is a 4th and 11. And again, do you punt here? I think you do, but it looks like they're going to go for it. 4 wide. Lions will flank Devins. The snap, and they're going to pass it. Nope. No, he gets it off. Looked like he was going to get sacked. Let's see if this is an interception, or did the ball hit the ground? Nope, they're going to call it an interception. So, turnover, intercepted by Avon Lake, number 12. Billy Simpson comes down with it. Either or, the ball was going back to Avon Lake, but it's definitely an interception as his arm got hit throwing. No protection again. And Avon Lake will take over from the, let's see where they spot it. I want to say about the 25-yard line. Okay, so it is official. Interception by Billy Simpson. The ball will go back to Avon Lake, up 14-0. They're looking to get some more points on the board here, as they will start from their own 23. See what we got going on, boys. 4 deep, single back. Corbo finds Bologna. Good job there by Creed. About a good, let's say, 8-9 yards there for Creed. A quick read option, wide open, fighting Bologna. Creed Bologna, 2 catches tonight for 26 yards. Nathan Sidolowski, 2 catches for 40 yards, and that's been it. So, not a ton in the air yet for Avon Lake with Corbo. Hand off, he's got his man, it's Dusler. He gets upended and almost bent backwards there. About 4 yard there for Gage Dusler. Avon Lake going to take their time here as they lead it 14-0, 8-12 to go. Skies begin to slowly darken here at the beautiful George Finney Stadium, the campus of Ball and Wallace. They call it Jim Trussell Field, or let's say Trussell Field. My apologies there to Dave and the rest of the family. Dave, Lee, Jim. Hand off again, Dusler. About 5.5 more yards. Going to set up a 3rd and inches for Dusler. Third and short for Avon Lake. Under center, will Corbo keep it or will they give it to the fullback? It's the fullback. And he did not get it. Guys, I want to say he was stopped. That was the feigned, that's the guy we've seen over the years, Griffin Lydiard, in those short yards formations. We've seen Griffin do a lot of damage over the years, but got to give Berea credit again. They stopped him. So Berea mid-part showing some heart, to say the least. Definitely showing some heart tonight. And Avon Lee will be forced to punt. The punt off by Hebert. Another good roll there, and just going to roll and roll and roll. Good job there by Avon Lake again with a good bounce. About the 26 of Berea, and that's where they'll take over when we come back. On the Keyon Sports Radio Network, it's Avon Lake 14, Berea 0, 6:22 to go in the second quarter. Let me take this moment. I've been covering Berea for 4 or 5 years now. They have an unbelievable amount of boosters. Every time they read off the boosters for every home game, it's just a ridiculous amount of boosters. Guys, if you own a small business, you know, it's cool that you want to be a booster. Go for it. Please support the schools. But you got a little pocket change left over, some coins left in that ashtray in your car, send them our way, Keyon Sports, CoachVin14Yahoo.com. We'll make it worth every penny for you. All right, Berea back to work here on offense. 1st and 10 from their own 23. Devin's in the backfield. Hands off Swisher, and Swisher will get about a yard before being brought down on the play. Again, sponsorships, we need them. CoachVin14@yahoo.com. We will talk about your company all night long. 2nd and 12. Actually, backed up there. Here's Devins, flushed out of the pocket again. Has his man, finds him. Oh, borders. And he got popped. But after about a good 9-yard pickup there, way to hold on to the ball for borders. Borders getting open in this game. Guys, it's only 14-0. If Berea could do something here, anything here, get on the board, even if it's a doggone field goal, to avoid that halftime shutout, you never know what could happen. All right, 14-0. Berea trails it. Play clock winding down. Borders will come out of the game, get his helmet checked. A lot of staring at the sidelines. Down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. And here comes the flag. What was going on those sidelines for Berea? Unbelievable. They finally get some momentum going, and another delay of game penalty. That cannot be happening. How does that happen? Definitely a communication breakdown there. Takes a third and short, makes it a third and long that quickly. Like I said, you cannot have that kind of breakdown, guys. Another flag, and this might be on the coaching staff screaming and yelling from the sidelines. Let's see what's going on now. Yep, sideline warning. Man. Just silly mistakes right now for Berea, mid-park. All right, reset the clock. 14 to nothing, third and eight. And the Titans have to iron out these kind of mistakes quickly. Looking to the sideline for the play. Here's Devins. Snaps it, drops back, blitzed. And intercepted, one-handed interception by Leonard Griffin. And he might take it to the house. He does! So the same player for Avon Lake who got stopped on a third and one makes a beautiful one-handed interception. And just like that, Avon Lake picks six, 20 to nothing Shoreman. Let's recap that, folks. Berea Mid-Park goes from having a third and short, can't get the play in, gets a 5-yard penalty on him. Next thing you know, very next play, 35-yard pick six by Leonard Griffin of Avon Lake. A big bulky fullback throws his hand up, takes it to the house. Unbelievable. No, I'm wrong. I take back everything I just said. It was a penalty on the return, so the touchdown won't count, but it is an interception regardless. Touchdown gets called back. And now it is 14-0 still, so jumped the gun on that one. But it will be Avon Lake's ball from the 30-yard line as a block in the back created that interception return. Here's Corbo, and he throws an interception! Right back to Berea. What an exchange. What an exchange. This Titans defense playing their butts off. It might have been Bocci. Nope, Swisher again. Man, oh man. Cade Swisher having a phenomenal game. Interception that goes to Corbo. And just like that, it goes from being 20 to nothing with Avon Lake preparing for an extra point. Flag thrown. That gets wiped off the board. Very nice play. Corbo interception. Quite the turnaround in the 35-second frame. Ball will go back as I got notepads and sheets of paper and clipboards everywhere. What a mess. Okay, 4:51 to go, and we're right back to where we started, except a fresh set of downs for Berea. Two of the last three passes by Devins have been intercepted. He's also been sacked twice. That might be well on his mind. Lions, handoff, goes nowhere, stopped at the line. You're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. If you want to be a part of our broadcast, email us, coachvin14@yahoo.com. We're always looking for announcers, writers, podcasters. If you want to join the winning team of KeonSports.com, contact me, Vince McKee, at coachvin14@yahoo.com. Really could have used the color commentator tonight, guys. All right, 4:20 to go. Berea, four wide, single back formation. Devins calls for the ball. Fumbles it away, does Devins. And a rough stretch right now for the Titans. They cannot seem to go ahead and do anything clean. Falls on his own fumble, though. Does Devins. Good job there. And this will be a third and long as the bands prepare to take the field. You see them filing in. Give a shout out to my daughter, Maggie, who will be cheerleading with the rest of the kindergartners next week at North Olmsted. Me and hopefully Rubano Rodriguez will be in the house for that one. 14-0. Third and 12. Long gone are the days of Trevor Brzezinski, Omar Siggers, and Louis Vega and all those guys. Long gone are those days. Here's Devins. Deep ball. Has his man. Will they call it a catch? Look to me like he hung on to it. He did. Devin Johnson. Good job there by Devin Johnson. Over the shoulder, boulder holder pulls it in. 42-yard line now. Good job there by Devin Johnson. And if Bria could just move this ball, we might have ourselves a game at halftime. We'll see. John Lyons has it. Cannot find a hole. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. That play just takes way too long to develop. I fully understand what the offensive coordinator Bria wants to do. I get it. But with as quick as Avon Lake's defensive line is, they're going to get to that every time. It's just not going to work out for Lyons on that play. That is my best color analysis I'm going to give you guys today. That's why I'm a play-by-play man, but easily that play is not working. All right, here comes Devins again. Four wide, single back. It's been the same formation all night, has not moved. Devins flushed out of the pocket. The left-hander's going to keep it. The lefty has it. Almost gets popped. Good job there by Hebert not to hit him as he was going to the sidelines. And about a three-yard scamper for Devins. We'll set up a third and long for the Titans. Berea Mid Park trailing Avon Lake 14-0, 2:46 to go. Third and about six from their 46. Let's see what happens here. Here's Devins, three wide this time. Dropping back, the lefty has it, has his man through the hands again. Wide open Devin Johnson, should have been a first down, and yet another drop. Right in the hands of Johnson. Luke Devins not getting much help tonight. Gotta give Johnson credit for an amazing over-the-shoulder catch only a few moments ago, so you don't want to be too hard on the kid, but he definitely should have had that one. And just like that, it remains 14-0. Berea Mid Park, will they punt it here? They really, really should. And they do. Devins boots it. It's going to roll. Finally, a Berea bounce for once. All the way down. Beautiful punt. Well, oh my goodness, what a great job. Looks like Bocci got there at about the one of Avon Lake. And I'm going to correct myself. Luke Wallach. Good job there by Luke. He's going to force Avon Lake to start from their own 1 yard line. When we come back on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Let's set the scenario for you, fans. They're going to start on their own 2. 14-0 lead, 2.5 to go. Hands it off to Deusler. He wants to go to the house. Big time hole there. 8 yard pickup on first down. Officially marked it 7. And if any offense in the SWC could go 98 yards in 2 minutes and 18 seconds, that is the offense of the Avon Lake Shoremen. Let's see if they can do it. Reedman Park, lucky to be hanging around in this game, only down 14-0. Really, I mean, that's something to be proud of right now. It truly is. They've made a ton of mistakes. Here is Deusler again, and he is not going to get the first down, guys. Berea Mid Park's front five doing a phenomenal job cutting off Deusler. All right, third and one. I want to say Berea might be out of timeouts here. Oh, yeah, one left. Now, if Avon Lake gets stopped here on 3rd and 1, do the Berea Mid Park Titans call a timeout? I guess it couldn't hurt. Force him to punt, maybe make a mistake there. You never know. Avon Lake, Lakin in the play. 9 seconds to break the huddle. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Their Shoremen might need a timeout here. Nope, they're going to quick snap it. Good offense there. They give it to their fullback. It's Griffin. And he might have got it. Griffin has it. First down, Avon Lake. Well, let's see if they're going to go ahead and measure it. Looked like he got it. Griffin Leonard. Looked to me like he got it. Let's see what they say. Yep, he definitely did. First down for the Shoremen. We'll also stop the clock. And that is why Avon Lake decides to call the timeout. We'll be right back on the Keon Sports Radio Network. And we're back on the Keon Sports Radio Network. New set of downs here for Avon Lake after the first down. 1:17 to go, and can they strike? Here we go. He's got Sidelowski. Out to about the 18. That might be a late hit on Berea if they call it. They don't. Got lucky there. 5 yard pickup to Sidelowski. And we'll see if they can keep moving the ball here. As the clock continues to tick, And they might just be okay with halftime. Although that went out of bounds, that actually does stop the clock. Minute 12 to go here. Again, our Tony Bogan. He is out and about. 7-0 though for Scott Piker. Madison over Perry, 7-0. Tony Bogan. Stowe. Good pass there. We'll get you the name and number in a second. Looks like Grabowski about 9 yards. It is to Grabowski. Oh, move the chain for the Shoreman. Again, Stowe over Solon, 14-7 there. Scotty Piker, 7-7 now. Madison and Perry. And then 14-10. Solon scores. So 14-10 there. All right. Brief check on the scores. Still waiting to hear from our man, Rubano Rodriguez, out there with Mike Rogers in Lakewood. 14-0 here in Brea as Avon Lake looks to pile it on before halftime. Dropping back, going deep. Corbo, he's got his man out of the backfield. Ohlstrom, a good, let's give that one about 17 yards. Matt Ohlstrom, the backup running back. A little pitch and catch action for Ohlstrom. Avon Lake wanting to score one more time before this half. He's got his man. Good 10-yard pickup there. I'm going to check the number 10. That belongs to Perry Christian. Well, maybe not. Nathan Sakalo, my fault there. So Nathan Sakalo getting his first catch of the evening. Another 10-yard pickup off the arm of Corbo. And if Berea Midpark isn't careful, guys, they might be down 21-0 at halftime. 57 seconds to go, and Avon Lake driving yet again on the 47 of Berea. Take this time out. Email us, coachvin14@yahoo.com. Elsewhere, at the end of the first quarter, it was Avon 26, Lakewood 6. Ruben and Mike Rogers out there for us on that one. Gotta believe that puppy's headed towards the running clock any second now. All right, Avon Lake has it again. Hands off to Deusler. Deusler, all kinds of room. Here comes Deusler. Down to the 37, a 9-yard pickup by Gage Deusler. Bria better wake up. 51 seconds to go, but Avon Lake having no problems right now. Marching it right down the field. Stop looking at the boys, guys, or at the band. Oh, here it is again. 7-yard pickup there to Grabowski. Corbo to Grabowski for 7 more. And still one thing about high school football that kind of blows my mind. Late in a quarter, oh, well, I should say second quarter. Always late in the second quarter, both bands take the sidelines. I mean, is that necessary? Like, get back a little bit. It's ridiculous. I mean, you got all kinds of room there on the track. Move the cheerleaders out of the way and just back up. I swear, more than often, it's a distraction to these kids. All right, hands off to Deusler in the backfield. He gets stopped. Big time stop there from Berea because now Avon Lake's going to have to blow another timeout. So Avon Lake will use another timeout. They got one left. And checking everything for you guys. 14-0. Avon Lake leads it. 38 seconds to go. And they are on the 30-yard line of Berea. Looking to punch one last score in before halftime. All right, 3rd and 4. 38 seconds to go. Avon Lake. And this last two-minute drive is, I mean, guys, it's been about 20 minutes. I feel like I've been sitting in this press box forever watching this one drive. Started at their 2. Here comes Corbo again. He's looking deep. Throws it. Out of bounds. Smart decision there by Corbo just to throw the ball away. Avon Lake, again, started this drive on their 2. They have marched it nearly 70 yards, 68 total yards, as they're on the Titans' 30. Now a 4th and 4. You'd have to believe they're going to go for it. It'd be crazy not to. If not, it's a 47-yard kick. Are they going to try it with a beer? They are. He's out there. All right. So either a pooch punt coming or a 47-yard field goal. Do they try the 47-yarder? All right. He's up. I could see him making it. This kid's got one hell of a leg. Either that or they're going to snap it. No, it is a kick. It's up. It is. No good. Just short. Wow. Right on line, but just a little bit short. And with 27 seconds to go, it looks like we're going to go to the half, 14-0. Okay, not really sure how Hebert missed that. It looked good from where I was sitting. All the people in the press box agree with me, so I really don't know. All right, Berea going to try to run out the clock here. Hands it off. Looking for a number on that one. It's Swisher again. That should do it for the half.
Swisher is ball carrier. And by Billy Simpson.
1 yard pickup for Cade Swisher.
7 seconds, and you got to believe Berea's is going to let this thing go to the half. They do. That's it. 14-0 at the half. We'll be right back with the third quarter. And that's it for the Keon Sports broadcast. This game has been called at halftime. Thank you for joining us. It will resume tomorrow night at 6 p.m. For those of you lucky enough to be there, drive safely. For everybody else, stay dry.